have reached White Beach, Kentucky.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you order for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My life is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Following me, that's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Happen. All right?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Bring it. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
Fuck. What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
I'll bust your cherry. I'll bust your
Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a
cunt.
You don't call
fuck
me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, happy Pranksgiving, everybody. How about everybody ate their turkeys, gobbled the gizzards? You know, maybe you had to beat up a relative of two or three. Maybe you just had to fuck them up. And that's understandable. Truly understandable. My name is Dwight, and I am here to start the kickoff show for Pranksgiving 2023. This will be our, 85th year or so of doing this. It started out way back in the day as a, like a charity thing. We did a, We did a gift giving. You know, we're kind of dickheads doing prank calls all year long, and we were like, hey, you know, we should probably give back. So we for a couple of years picked out some needy families. We did a fundraiser, and we got a list for the children and even the parent. I think they were usually single parent households, and we made their Christmas go as a community. Now, the aspect of being the fundraisers and all that stuff, it became way too hard to actually go through the correct channels and find different places where you could adopt a family and make it go and make sure the money got where it needed to go. So we don't really do that anymore. But we're here. We're here still to carry on the tradition that Carlito was an integral part of making happen. And so we continue to go for 24 hours of prank calls. And give me a second, and I'm going to get these lazy motherfuckers up on the live. All right, here we go. Here we go. Skype. Hello, Skype.
Hello.
Ah.
G-Wet Machine. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. We'll throw that in there for you. Just got a nice list of numbers from Parkman. I appreciate that. I'll pull that up in here in just a second. I'm running a few minutes behind. I didn't have time to prep. I literally had company here up until the point where I just started the stream. I just walked my company out. So I was busy all day, which is, I mean, to be expected on a day such as this. Thanks to Despicable Dogs for coming in with a $10 super chat over in the YouTube. Give me a half a second. I'm going to bring up this list that Parkman just sent me. But how was everybody's festivities? Did we eat lots of good stuff or did we eat a lot of junk shit? What happened?
Both.
Yeah.
I got stuffed by a turkey.
Oh yeah. I sent Milkman the Thanksgiving turkey gif back when he texted me today. I sent him as a gobble gobble motherfucker, you just got stuffed.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
All of our representatives are currently Personal Finance Center. This is Michiko. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Michiko. My name is Dwight, and I'm trying to get some insurance for my truck.
Okay, you said Dwight?
Yes. D-W-I-G-H-T with a capital D.
Okay. Give me one moment, and I can transfer you to insurance, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you. Have a day. We gotta kill that.
Hi, this is Veronica. How can I help you?
Hi, I got to get some insurance for a truck, if I could.
Sure, what kind of truck?
It's a 2021 Ford F-150.
With liability or full coverage?
Full coverage. I have a loan on it.
Okay, who is it with?
It's through Ford Motor Company. The lending company.
Okay. Would you be able to send me a few documents so that I can get you some quotes?
Yeah. Do I send it just to the address that's on this listing?
Does it say pfcins@pfcguam.com?
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on. Let me, I'm going to write this down real quick. I'm steering with my knee here. Hang on.
Oh, here, why don't I do you a better? I'll send you an email. Hello? 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 Hello, Dwight? Hello, are you okay? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Are you okay?
Oh, I just...
What happened?
Oh, I ran into the side of a train while I was writing down your email address.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Where are you at now?
Oh, I'm outside of the truck. I hit the train. Am I insured?
A train?
Yeah. Am I insured?
Oh, I don't know. We just started speaking.
Oh, please tell me you ran the insurance. Please tell me I'm covered.
Hello, sir. We just started speaking. What's your last name?
McClanahan. Please tell me that you ran the insurance through, or this is going to be a total loss. Oh.
Sir, I didn't. The only information I got from you was your vehicle. Are you okay? Where are you? Are you on Guam?
Oh, my leg. Oh.
Sir, are you on Guam?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, it's pronounced.
Where exactly are you?
Oh, it's pronounced Guam, right? Oh.
Are you on the island of Guam?
Yes, dear God, I hope I have insurance. Oh.
Sir, where are you exactly? We can call the police and the paramedics for you.
I twisted my ankle. Oh.
Sir, where are you exactly?
I don't even know. Oh, just tell me, am I insured?
I'm not sure. You're not insured with PFC Insurance. Is your vehicle insured with another company?
Oh, no. I don't have insurance with you? Oh, no.
Not with us, sir. You just started giving me a call, and I was getting your information down.
Oh, my hernia is bulged out of my stomach. My anus is prolapsed.
Where are you exactly so we can call a police for you?
By the train. The train. You got to cover me, though, because you were giving me email addresses while I was driving, and so I had to drive with my knee to write it down, and I crashed. It's your fault.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, it's all your fault. Oh, my God. Why would you tell me to write it down? I was driving. I was driving an uninsured car.
Sir, you didn't tell me that you were driving. You told me after the fact.
Oh.
I gave you the email address.
Oh, okay. I was driving. Do you know now?
After the fact, yes.
Okay. All right, so what's that email address? I crashed again. Oh, and then they hung up. Damn. Damn, okay. Oh, that was fun. Oh, no. We're not insured, fellas.
Lying on the train track.
She's touch that hot potato there, D-White.
When I started saying it's all her fault, she's like, oh no. She started whispering shit like that.
She's
like, we better terminate this line and let's get this out of here. We got 112 people watching already. Don't you fuckers have anything better to do? Total between multiple places, we have 112, we have 62. So, what is that? 12 people listening? 12 people. 12 people listening and or participating. Okay, cool.
Good afternoon, Governor Kennedy.
Hi. I need to know what your credentials are as far as being able to clean up a heavily soiled mess.
What kind of item?
Well, it's soiled... pants and undergarments.
Okay, dry clean?
Yeah, I had 25 people over for Thanksgiving, and everyone, my wife undercooked the turkey, and everyone got food poisoning and had severe diarrhea. So all of the pants, all the pantalones and the underoos were pooped, poo-poo caca'd in.
Oh, Bobby, come here. Hold on, please. Let me.
We were watching. Yeah, they ate the turkey, and then we sat down. We drank red wine, and then we started watching the football games. And then everyone simultaneously when Dallas scored the football touchdown, everyone simultaneously made the poo poo caca in their pants.
But Is it done here in Guam?
Yes. Yes, we're in Guam.
Because your number is 260.
I know. I buy that when I was at the mainland. I work in on the mainland, but yeah, I live in Guam. Don't make me explain. Okay, don't make me explain myself. Okay, listen. I'll outsmart okay, yeah, you. I'll outsmart you every time. Don't even try.
No. I was just wondering if it's the service gonna be done here.
I'm like
Guam.
The Simone Biles of the mental gymnastics, ma'am.
Okay, let me pass this call to Bobby, who is in charge.
Who's Bobby?
Half day Guam Dry Cleaners.
Hi. Did she explain to you what happened?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, what happened was I had everybody over. I had 25 people over for Thanksgiving. You know Thanksgiving, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how much I need to dumb this down. So my wife undercooked the turkey, the gobble gobbles, and everyone got food poisoning. And then all 25 of us made doo-doo caca feces in our pants and in our underwear, and we need them dry cleaned now.
Your pants and your underwear?
Yeah, we all made the shit in the pants.
Okay.
It's only one pair of pants, one pair of underwear. We all took turns pooping in the same pair of underwear and pants.
Okay, so actually the underwear is going to be washed. It's just one underwear and one pants.
Yeah, but there's 25 sets of doo-doo caca in it. We all pooped in the same underwear and pants.
All 25 of you pooed on one underwear and one
yeah,
pants?
Yeah, once one person was done making poo-poo caca in the underwear and pants, they took it off, and then the next person put them on, and then they made the poo-poo caca in the underpants.
Okay, my suggestion is we're going to have to wash and dry that. Dry clean they will not put it in the dry clean machine.
But it says dry clean only. It says dry clean only.
The pants said dry clean only?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to be possible, sir. Not in the dry clean machine because it's for delicates. And that has to be washed off the pool.
Okay, well, we want to save them. We want to save them. I want to wear them, and I want you to dry clean the pants and underwear while I wear them.
Yeah, but see, with the pool on it, it needs to be washed off, and the dry clean machine, they will not put that in the dry clean machine.
Okay, then hose it off, wash it off, and then dry clean. What's the problem? What's the matter?
Because the pants says dry clean, dry clean only, right?
Yeah.
Yes, because if we wash it, it's gonna shrink.
So if you wash the shit, it's gonna shrink.
The pants is gonna shrink because the care label it says dry clean only.
Yeah.
Okay, if you wash the fabric, it's gonna shrink. The fabric.
Okay.
Because it's dry. Dry clean is a different type of cleaning. They use solvent on dry clean. That's a special chemical for dry cleaning.
Okay. So what? So how do I do? What do I do?
The underwear you can wash.
No. I can't. I don't know how.
I take the hose and flush it off.
But I don't know. I mean, I got to have some type of something to wash on it, right? Why, what do you mean?
You don't have a washing machine?
No, that's why I come to you, dry clean.
Okay. So that needs, because before it comes to us, we will not, you have to wash off the poo.
But the poo is already in the bag. Like, I'm going to bring the pants, the underwear, and the poo all in the bag.
Yeah, we would not accept it like that.
The poo that wasn't even like in the underwear anymore, I scooped it up and I put it in the bag with the pants so that you can wash it.
Okay, the pants, if we wash the pants, it's going to be your wrist, because it will shrink. As long as the care label says dry clean only,
yeah,
then no water should touch it.
You're coming across as a fecal bigot.
I'm just letting you know, sir. The dry clean, our policy here is that we will not, especially with poo, because it will contaminate the chemical we have.
Is it just my shit and that you won't touch, or is it, what is it, all poop or just my shit?
Sir, it doesn't matter if it's you or anybody else.
Okay, touch my poop then. Touch my poop then.
You know, I don't need this. I'm just explaining to you what is our policy.
But my poop is very clean. I'm a vegetarian. I haven't eaten meat since eighth grade.
It does not matter, sir. It's going to contaminate the chemical we have, our dry clean chemical.
Okay. So how do I do? I'm very clean. If you want a lettuce wrap, just pull off a piece of lettuce, hold it in your hand, and I'm going to give you some meats, some meat vegetables.
Sir,
some fall meat.
I don't really need some that. Fall. I'm just telling you our policy. We will not put it in the machine to clean it.
Okay, I understand that, but hang on a second. I'm adding some more to the pants right now. Oh, hang on. I'm going to add some more.
I can't believe how many times you got her to say poo.
We commentate the chemicals.
Like you need to wash off the
poo. Has to be washed. The hose. Don't you have a hose? Not everyone has a hose.
Right? Oh, fuck. I just thought of that, too. I was like, oh, I got the shitting sounds. I was like, why are we not adding more shit to the pants? I'm like, let's get that going.
I mean, Steven,
all 25
back.
Use same underwear? She said right.
That was a switch. Yeah, that was. It's like we all pooped in the same underwear and pants. We just switched it. Yeah, there you go. Hello?
Hi. Mini storage.
Is this the mini storage?
Yes.
Good, 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 good.
One mini storage.
Yeah, all right. I need to get a storage unit. It's very. I got some very important things I want to store in there.
Okay. Oh. What? Can I have your name?
My name is
Arnold.
I'm Dwight. And I'm a criminal
Dwight?
I'm a criminal from the mainland.
You're a criminal from the mainland. Mm-hmm. Okay, is this a joke or?
No, I'm just stating my credentials.
You're a criminal from.
I like to get that out of the way because eventually it ends up being brought up anyway. People ask, so I just tell them straight away. I'm a very honest guy.
What do you mean by criminal?
Oh, I did some criminal things. I still dabble in criminal activity every now and again.
Okay.
I came here because of the military, but I stayed for the theft.
Okay. We don't have any units until December 1.
Mm-hmm.
We're full.
And what's the cost on December 1 for a unit, and how big is the unit?
We're going to have a 6x10 available, which is $198.72 a month. Dwight, and also hopefully a 10x10. They say they're going to move out at the end of the month, because if they don't move out, they're going to get charged for December.
Right.
And that's $277.31 a month for 10x10.
Are any of these temperature controlled by any chance, refrigerated or otherwise, or are they just like outdoor units?
They're outside units. We have climate controlled units, but there's like a 25 tenant waiting list.
Yeah, if it's not if it's not gonna be like refrigerated, there's no difference between climate controlled and that for me. I just have all these things. I feel like I could be honest with you, Arnold. You sound like an honest guy and a no-nonsense type of guy. I actually went down to one of the homeless encampments. They were handing out 25 chickens and turkeys, and I took them, and I've been hiding drugs in them now, and I need somewhere to store them.
Okay, that's not allowed.
Well, no, see, it's going to be fine. There's not going to be any break-ins or anything, because I'm going to have a guard outside of my unit 24/7.
That's not allowed either. I'm sorry, Dwight. I can't help you.
You hung right the fuck up.
That's a quick exit.
Yeah, I had to try to fight him. He was going to hang up because I admitted to being a criminal. Not allowed. Not allowed.
At least you're an honest criminal.
He's like, why would you tell me that? That always comes up. Hi, is this the massage? Hello? Is this Amy's therapeutic massage?
Yes.
Hi, I have to get a booking with you. I recently got diagnosed with something with my general practitioner, my doctor, and I have a prescription that I need to get a massage to relieve the fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to make an appointment.
Okay, when you want to come?
Whenever you're available.
Now?
Okay, I come now. Do you guys handle blue ballitis at all?
Huh?
Well, I was diagnosed with blue ballitis, mm-hmm. and they said I had to go get the fluids massaged out in order to relieve my pain.
Oh, you can come in now, okay?
Okay, and so you'll make the massage on my blue ballitis? My blue ballitis, yes?
I don't
understand. I'm sorry?
I said I don't understand what they say.
Oh, basically I need, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Yeah, that's only for massage.
What right? Massage? Are you right? Which one is your strong hand? Right hand or left hand?
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear. Right hand or left hand? Strong hand.
Strong hand, yes.
Left hand. Okay. So what I would need is your right hand would press down on my shoulder. You would press down very hard, and then your left hand, you would grab my testicle balls, and you would squeeze so the fluid comes out.
You just tell me, okay?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just wondering if you could do it right. I need you to squeeze the juices. Okay, but do we have a special back room we go to? Where do we go? How do we do?
Don't talk about something. You want to just come here, okay?
I have a nice
okay,
sports.
Don't talk too much. You know.
I have a nice sportsman's. Okay.
You just come here.
Okay. How much? How much? Phone, okay? How much for penis touch?
I don't talk about
how much. How much?
How much? Talking, okay?
How much? Credit card.
$1 massage is $60. Okay.
$60. Okay. I bring you $120.
Okay, you can swipe
cards.
Okay.
100. You're not a cop, right? Because if you're a cop, you gotta tell me.
Squeeze and juices. Interesting.
She was definitely gonna touch your wing.
She's down though. She is not opposed to it. You can tell she's ready to earn some extra cash. She is an earner. She is a hustler. Yeah.
Don't talk so much. Don't talk too much. Just don't come
talk
here.
Don't talk about it. Just come. Just come on. Come on. Right now. Oops.
Anderson Commissary Maxine speaking.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. I need to make an order.
For which department?
For the janitor's department.
An order for,
okay, I need an order, whole wheat, bread.
Let me, whole wheat bread.
Yes.
Let me have you speak with the store worker. They're going to need to get your information and have that prepped. Okay? Just stay on the line, sir.
Okay.
One moment.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, I need to get some stuff ordered.
What is that?
I need some.
What would you like to get ordered?
I need some diced tomatoes. I need three.
Diced tomatoes.
Yep.
Three cases.
No, I wanted cans, but I got to order by the case.
Oh no.
Okay, let me get one case diced tomatoes.
Can you write that down?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. What is diced tomatoes?
Yep.
Three cans or a case?
Let me just do a case. One case.
Okay, one case.
And then,
any kind of diced tomatoes?
Yeah, any kind is fine.
Okay, and then what else?
Whole wheat bread. I need two loaves whole wheat bread.
Two loaves? Whole wheat bread.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need 8 pounds of ground chicken.
8 pounds of ground chicken.
Yep.
And.
Then I need some red wine vinegar.
Red wine vinegar.
Yep.
Two.
Yes.
Two bottles.
Yep. I need two of mustard.
Two mustard.
Yep. One barbecue sauce.
One barbecue sauce.
Yep. One bottle extra virgin olive oil.
One bottle extra virgin olive oil.
Yep. One jar of capers.
Extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
What was that again?
One jar of capers.
One jar of capers.
Yep. One box of brown rice.
One box of brown rice.
Yep. Steel cut oatmeal, instant oatmeal.
Steel cut oatmeal.
Thank you.
Whole grain cereal bars.
Whole grain cereal bar, one case?
Yep, one case. Can I get one case of tuna packed in water?
One case of tuna packed in water?
Yep. Can I get black, kidney, soy, Asian, Chinese, and lentil beans?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, black and kidney beans.
Black kidney beans. Kidney beans.
And black beans, yep, kidney and black.
And black beans, one case.
Yep.
Yes.
Do you guys have Serengeto cheese? Either sliced or shredded Serengeto?
So. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Can I get some frozen shrimp?
Frozen shrimp?
Yep.
One case?
One case of frozen shrimp.
Okay. Okay.
And then can I get some firm tofu?
Firm tofu?
Yes.
One case?
Yeah, one case.
Okay.
And then I'm on some whole grain crackers.
Whole grain crackers, one case.
Let me get some calcium fortified orange juice.
Calcium fortified orange juice, one case.
And then one pack of condoms, and that should do it for the bar mitzvah.
And then one pack of condoms. And this is under what name?
Under Dwight.
Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
Dwight?
And when is pickup?
15 minutes.
Sir, we can't do that in 15 minutes. We don't even know if we have the product right now.
Oh, well, how long? How long do you need?
Were you trying to make a special order or trying to do a click to go?
No, this is a last minute bar mitzvah.
Last minute bar mitzvah?
Yep.
I don't know how long this would take to fill up, but
okay, so 10 minutes then. All right, let me 10 minutes? I'm getting in the car right now. I'm in the car. I'm on the way.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
My leg. Oh. 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello? There might be a delay in me picking the order up.
Okay.
Something just happened.
You're on base?
Yeah, something just happened.
Okay. You should call 911.
No, it's fine. I just had a slight fender bender.
It sounded really bad.
No, my arm fell off, that's all.
Your arm fell off?
Yeah. I'm on my fifth demerit. I can't report this. I slept with my commanding officer's wife. I slept with my commanding officer's wife.
You slept with your commanding officer's wife?
Yeah.
You should call medics.
I can't. That's my sixth tire this week.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? So he got my order.
How can I help you, sir?
He got my order, right? Okay, cool.
Can I get your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Dwight, and it's really weird.
Last name, Mr. Dwight.
The last name is Johnson, and it's really weird. This guy just told me you wanted to sleep with me. Well, I don't even know you.
Can I get a best contact number, please?
Yeah, it's 911.
Okay, Mr. Dwight, this is not, we're not playing games here. We're here to assist you. So is there anything that I can assist you with pertaining to the commissary?
I seem to hear something very similar from another man that I know about not playing no games. Do you know him?
No, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're saying we're not playing any games here?
No, sir. How can I help you?
What's your personal phone number?
Mr. Dwight, is there anything I can assist you with pertaining to the commissary,
sir? I love the way you call
sir.
Me Mr. Dwight. It's very distinguished. I almost feel like I need to go and buy I need a top hat, a three-piece suit, and a monocle.
Is there something I can assist you with?
Yeah, what those hands do? Oh.
Oh. Playing freaking games, D.Y. Right.
As soon as she said that, I was like, oh, it's fucking Milkman. Milkman, you know this woman?
That's my cousin. Has to be. She was born on Guam.
Parkman's like, here's a whole list of everything they have there. He's like, just keep fucking asking for everything until they hang up. They were not going to hang up. They didn't know that I was just naming everything on their fucking list.
Action Gas Express. Ian speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm sorry. Where did I call?
The Gas Express.
Express for great American Express. I'm trying to make a payment on my credit card. The number is 4948-8661-0931-7707.
Sir?
Expiration 8 of 26, and the security code is 710. How do I make the payment?
Sir, this is a Gas Express.
American Express. Yeah, American Express. Right. 4948-8661-0931-7707 is my account number. Expiration is 8 of 2026-710. It's what? What now?
The gas station up in Anderson.
Yeah, you're located in Anderson.
Yeah, notice the gas station.
What's the business name?
Anderson Gas Express.
Okay, American Express. 4948
Anderson
8661-0931-7707. Expiration 8 of 26. CVC. Oh.
Sir, this is a gas station.
Okay.
We do not do any payments over the phone.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
O'Connell Lodges, this is Kim. Can I help you?
Hi, Kim?
Hello?
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
O'Connell Lodges, this is Kim. Can I help you?
Kim, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hi, Kim.
You're really, really, really... It sounds like you're in a big tunnel.
Oh, am I in your vagina, big girl?
Oh, now I can tell you're talking, but I can't hear you.
Check your vagina. I'm in a big tunnel, apparently. Hello?
I can barely hear you, but now I could hear you.
Hello? Okay, hang on.
No, shoot. All right,
can you hear me now? I'm in your vagina.
I can't hear you, sir. Call back.
Call back.
I think she was faking.
Yeah. She's a
faker. I think that
faker.
Was a bot.
I don't know.
A lot of the hotels for spam calls now have bots set up, just like we have bots set up. So I'm pretty sure that was a bot.
Well, that's rude of them if it was. I'm just saying. Fucking rude. In there.
Call in.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm in my room, and I'm gonna let you know Happy Thanksgiving to you. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two. I went out to get something to eat for Thanksgiving, and I'm not from around here, but you're supposed to eat turkey on Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
This turkey won't cooperate, and how do I cook him? How do I cook this turkey? Come here, little turkey. He won't cooperate. He just keeps gobble, gobble, gobble all the way around, and that's all he does.
All right, what room you're in, so I'll come and help you out.
I will destroy you! Do you understand that, pup?
The turkey's yelling at me. The turkey's yelling.
Understand me?
The turkey's yelling at me. I'm in 215. Hello.
Room 215.
Yeah. The turkey's yelling at me.
All right, I'll come see you in 5 minutes.
You'll come see me. You bring gravy.
Hello?
Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
It's Dwight. I was just calling to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Did you eat turkey?
Thank you.
Did you eat a lot of turkey tonight?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? About how many pounds? I ate 4 pounds myself.
Oh, no. I didn't eat that much.
Oh, do you get any of the mashed potatoes?
Yes, I got mashed potatoes. All
right, who made the mashed potatoes, though? Were they acceptable, or you just ate them because it was a polite thing to do?
No. Oh, gosh. My ex-family made all the stuff.
Oh, okay. So you just kind of showed up with your belly to eat then?
No, they came here to my house and brought everything.
Oh, well, that's even better. Did you have to clean up?
Well, yeah.
Oh, see, you got had, man. They, like, you thought like everybody else is going to make the food, but then they brought it to your place and you had to clean up. That's no way to do it. Yeah. So when's the rematch with Andy Kaufman?
What rematch?
Well, aren't you going to have the rematch with Andy? With Andy Kaufman. I just bought tickets online.
You did?
Yeah. $200 seemed pretty steep, but they're pretty good seats.
Well, where's it going to be?
It says it's going to be down at the where the Cowboys play there. Down in Texas. Yeah, it said that they were selling out quick. It said 90% full, and it kept flashing all these ads and stuff, and it says, we're going to hold your tickets for 5 minutes. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Huh. It's funny, I've not heard anything about that.
So you're not going to have a rematch with him? I mean, wouldn't you be the first one to know about that?
No, maybe you were the first one to know that he's been dead since 1980.
Who, Andy?
Yes.
Then how are you going to rematch him?
Who said he's anything about a rematch?
I just bought the tickets. They were online.
Well, you got had.
Apparently. Wow, and I didn't pay. I usually pay with PayPal, and they would handle that, but I didn't pay with PayPal this time. I used my debit card. Oh, boy. All right. One last question before I let you go. What's your blood type?
My blood type?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Oh. Okay. Just wondering. All right, you have a happy Thanksgiving, King, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Well, I like him.
No, he's actually said this on the voicemail. Says this is the King Jerry the King Lawler on his voicemail. Yeah, he owns
someone
up to
with
it.
The same name that also calls himself the King.
No, that was him.
Hello.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
What's happening?
Not a lot, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Huh? What'd you say?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Try to call back.
Yeah,
see?
I'll try to call back.
Because I can barely hear you.
I'll call back.
Huh?
The fuck was that? Turn up my inputs. Okay, watch your fucking ears because I'm going to crank up all the inputs. Oh, no, Danny Trejo didn't answer. I tried him twice.
Hello?
Hey, Danny, can you hear me now?
I still can't hear you.
Oh, man, are you getting too old for this shit or what?
Okay, all right.
Who is it? It's Dwight. I was calling to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Did you get
happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thanks, man. Did you get enough to eat or what?
What'd you say?
Did you get enough to eat?
No. Yeah, I did.
I was about to say, man, yeah. We'll go out and get some Chinese food. They're open.
Where are you?
I'm in San Francisco. Huh? I'm in Frisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
in Frisco right now.
So how was your weekend?
It was good. I went out and I did some light shoplifting, you know, some Black Friday sales, and then I came home and ate.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I went to the Gucci store. I stole three or four bags, and I came right back home.
Oh, you had guests?
Yeah. I stole purses, Gucci purses, to give everyone at dinner.
Huh?
Yeah. I stole a lot. I stole a lot of stuff, but I'll let you go, Danny. You have a good Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you go. Too damn old for this shit. Nice, Danny. Night, Danny. You're a good man. Either the phone signal sucks or Danny's losing his hearing. He was like, call back.
Well, thank you for being nice to him. He is really a great dude. He's so kind. Thank you, bro.
I just wanted to throw a little weirdness for him. He's like, you eat enough? No. Yeah, I did. Danny Glover fucking called the bots back. Danny Glover he put us in his fucking pocket. His phone is still connected. We're in his pocket right now. We're monitoring the situation.
You got Lance. I'm sorry I'm not here to pick up your call.
Danny fucking Glover has taken us mobile. We are mobile with Danny Glover currently. We'll report on the situation as it follows.
I previewed it, and I've just been laughing for the last 3 minutes straight. He's still on with the bot, and it's just, you just hear bed noises.
Is Danny Glover in fucking bed? He's in bed.
Yes.
8:31 on a Thursday. Danny Glover's in bed. We're in bed with Danny Glover.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Nolte. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. You too.
No problem. Have a good one, Nick. Wasn't even going to fight it.
No.
He didn't even fight it. He's accepted the fact that he is just Nick Nolte now.
I call him back and use his real name now.
He's accepted his fate as being, he is now Nick Nolte.
Hello?
Hey, Todd. I was calling to wish you happy Thanksgiving, man.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Dwight.
Oh, what's up? Thanks.
Yeah. Did you get enough to eat or what? How was it? It's Todd Bridges from back in the day. Worked with Gary Coleman. What was this show? What show did he do?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Can you put him on the phone? That's my brother.
That bread was good?
Put him on the phone. That's my brother. Yep. Let me talk to him.
Can you talk to anyone?
Hello?
Hi. This guy, hello? Me and this guy, we're best friends. I work with him, and we thought you looked scrumptious and want to know if you want to be a meat sandwich with us tonight.
No.
Like, you could be the white bread, or you could be the meat, you know, whatever you prefer.
Nay.
Like, I want to put things inside of you, and I want to pull your hair.
No.
Come on. No. Come on, be gay with us.
Nope.
Come. Why not? What do you got against what do you got against people being gay?
I don't have anything against that, but I just not I.
Why don't you want to be gay with us?
Because I'm not.
But I could turn you. Like I can massage you first, you real comfortable, and then my friend will kiss you on the mouth. And when he kisses you on the mouth, that's when you make your decision. That's when you reach back and you grab me by my hips and you pull me into you.
No.
That's what you do.
No.
Why do you not want to do this? Why?
Because I'm not.
Why not? What do you got against gay people? Why are you a homophobe?
I don't have anything against anything, but I'm not.
But do it.
No.
I want you to like massage my kneecap to get comfortable and then you go
north. Where may you be found?
In 215. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what'd you take my lover away for?
Yeah, can I know your room number, please?
I'm in 215. Are you both going to come up and hug me? You know, come hug me and then kiss me on the mouth? Yeah, I want to put my lips around your butthole and blow you up like a balloon.
Yeah, I'm coming right now.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, so hot. So hot.
Thank you for calling Travelodge. This is Selena. How may I help you?
Hi, Selena. I'm in my room. I've had way too much to drink for Turkey Day.
Okay.
And my toilet is not working right.
Your toilet's not working right.
Yeah.
What?
Like if I go
what's going on with your toilet?
Like here, listen. I hit the flush thing, and then it like the water comes up. It doesn't go down, and then it comes over the toilet down the floor.
Okay, so your toilet needs plunged?
I know what happened to it. I was making Thanksgiving like dinner in here, and when I spilled a box of stovetop stuff in the toilet. It was really hard to open, and it all puffed up. It absorbed a lot of water, and then I got another box. Like it's not a problem, and so I tried to flush that one. And when I go to flood, like, it got stuck. I think it was too much. And now, like, the stuffing is in there.
Okay.
So I flush like this, and then the water comes up, and then on the floor. Like that. I don't understand. Like, I didn't know stovetop stuffing could... I thought it had to be due to caca feces to plug a toilet. And I flushed a turkey neck down there, too. And it got stuck.
Okay, so would you like me to come plunge your toilet?
No, I mean, you got a plunger. I'll plunge my own toilet. I don't need your delicate hands to touch the water. And, like... I don't know, I was wondering, where do I get a plunger from?
If you come honestly down to the front desk, I can give you a plunger.
Alright, so here's the problem. I lack the ability to walk right now. I had what you would consider, like, a lot of drink. You know Jose Cuervo Silver? They should put warning label on that because let me tell, like, I've fallen down in here.
Yeah, there should definitely be a warning label.
Yeah,
there
should. Like, I don't know what to do.
Okay, so what room are you in?
Where do I find that information?
You don't know what room you're in?
I mean, I've been drinking a lot and I haven't left the room for like I don't know 12 hours, and I've been drinking.
Yeah. Okay, give me one moment so I can get this.
I'm right
guess
here.
Her keys, yeah. And then I will.
I'm turning on CNN while I wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Turning the news on.
Oh, yeah.
The one HDMI cord that I gave you guys that one day, the maintenance guy gave me. Just
that one day? How many fucking HDMI cords is this little rat going through?
I don't know where they keep them.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
I'm watching an Anderson Cooper Thanksgiving on CNN.
That's cool.
So, plunger, more important than HDMI cord.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, fuck.
So, what's your name?
My name is Dwight. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I got an extra HDMI cable. The guy's in 223, you said?
Yeah, they needed an HDMI cord.
Hang on. Let me go. I'm go knock on their door. 220. He's just down there. I'm at 215. I'm going to knock on his door.
Okay, so you're in 215.
Answer their door. You need an HDMI cable so bad, motherfucker, you. You. Hey, answer this door. Answer the door, you son of a bitch. You interrupt me on the phone, and you gotta have an HDMI cable. You open this fucking door, and you get HDMI cable, and I'll plug you in. Alright, they got an HDMI cable now.
Okay.
I plugged them in.
I guess he brought, somebody, I guess, took an HDMI cord to your guys' room.
Some got, well, the dude in 215 said he took an HDMI cord over to your guys' room.
I kicked his door in, though.
Yeah. He said he had an extra one in his room.
Yeah, I kicked his door, though.
I don't know.
I kicked his door.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and bring you up a plunger for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good at your job.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can I make an order, hello? Please?
Oh no.
Why not?
Is it closed? Or is it closed 2 hours? Oh.
Okay. Well, go back and open back up. I'm hungry.
No, it's closed 2 hours.
Okay. Well, now you're open. You answer the phone. You go. Then why'd you answer the phone, motherfucker? If you're closed.
Is it cut out light or cut out?
Okay, I want a number. I want a beef and broccoli.
No, cut out light or cut out.
I have to wear clothes. They'll arrest me if I come get my food with no clothes.
Your light or cut out clothes.
Beef and broccoli.
No, light or cut out clothes. And now with clothes.
Okay, you wear clothes. Okay, beef and broccoli.
Yeah, and now the two and I need in it.
Why'd you close 2 hours ago? Why'd you close? It's Thanksgiving. Okay. Now you open.
Open tomorrow at the 11.
Oh, no, open today.
Any day. Any day, 11 to 90, 9 o'clock.
Okay, do you mm-hmm. do you speak Chinese?
Yeah, we speak in Chinese.
Okay, speak Chinese. Sorry, speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Speak Chinese.
Yeah, speak Chinese.
Yeah, speak Chinese.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Ni hao ma.
Oh yeah, really good Chinese. Well, you're going to do in Chinese?
Yeah. I know
China.
Yeah. Ni hao ma.
Oh, wo hai chao ni hao ma?
I don't speak Chinese.
Oh. Shishi.
Shishi. Yeah. I know shishi.
Yeah.
I watched Rush Hour 2 and he taught me shishi.
Oh. Shishi. Thank you.
Ni lao.
Oh, ni hao.
Ni lao. Nishi Shabil Zioma? Some of that.
How li ye how ma?
Ni mao il?
Okay, thank you. I don't
know what thank I said you. To you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bisexual. I have no idea what we just said to him. I don't even know if we said it right. Shoma, like that.
Shuan, hello.
Hi, can I make an order?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. I didn't know if you were ready yet.
Yes.
All right. Can I get one chicken tikka masala?
We don't have chicken tikka masala.
Okay. What do you have that's ready to go?
We have right now like the chickpeas.
Yeah.
Cauliflower with potato, beef boneless, and the ground chicken with potato, chicken curry, and the goat curry. That's it.
Okay, I'll do the goat curry.
Okay, one goat curry?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get one order of, you say you have chick piss?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take some chick piss.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Ron?
Yeah, and one order of teriyaki chut.
Sorry?
Teriyaki chut, one order.
Well, shut the fuck up, bro.
Hey, Maracho, don't talk to me like this. Fuck you. Ah, you didn't want to argue? Oh, you got pissed? No, fuck you, bro. Yeah, why'd you hang up, homeboy?
Oh, fuck you, man.
Hey, Maracho.
I fuck your sister, bro. Ah,
you want to see...
Can I help you?
Hi. Can I make a?
Yes, sir.
Can I make an order, please?
Yes. Yes.
I need butter. I need butter chicken.
One butter chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to sober my dog up. He got into my liquor tonight for Thanksgiving, and I got to feed him some food, and I'm out of dog food. So I figured the thing that tastes the closest to dog food is your food. So I need you to get me some butter chicken, please. I got to sober this dog up. I'm going to get a charge.
Butter chicken, anything else?
Well, what do you recommend to sober up a dog?
So, dog or dog, you
say? No, a dog, like a dog, like a, rah, 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 like that. A dog, he's drunk. My dog's drunk.
Yeah, dog, this is normally always the dry food, like a dry.
No, he needs wet food, you fucking Ulu.
Well, I don't need pet food anyway.
No, this tastes like shit anyway, so I'm going to feed it to my dog, you teriyaki chut.
I don't know how your dog will like, my friend.
Yeah, he's not going to like it. This is a punishment because he got drunk without permission. My dog is a drunk little asshole running around fucking humping pillows, making moves, shaking people down. The Puerto Rican dog, he pulled out a knife on a nice couple that walked by and took their wallet. Huh? What
happened? No, I'm talking to them.
What happened? Are you talking about mother chodes?
You will prefer that. Normally, dog like they always dry.
Like. Can I bring my dog in and you put my dog in the tandoori oven? Turn the heat up on him? Teach him a lesson? Hello, Benchod.
Okay, finally, what do you like?
Hey, all right, Benchod. Chicken tikka masala. I called you a marachod and a Benchod, but you're not paying attention.
Chicken tikka masala.
Oh my God! Yes, picking? Yes, yes, absolutely. You teri maki chut.
What are you talking?
I talk about teri maki chut.
Hello.
Hi. He didn't seem to understand. Apparently, he doesn't speak very good Hindi. I don't think he's a true Indian. Do you know about the Benchod and Marachod?
Maybe you know. He asks your mom and your father. He knows them.
You don't teach your bap how to fuck, okay?
You ask your mom.
And no, I ask your father. I ask your mother about the teri maki chut.
I have no idea about it. He teaching like this. Is my mom and dad. Is maybe he asks your mom and father.
I ask your sister. I ask your sister while I'm inside of her.
No, ask you. No. You ask
I put your butter chicken on my penis and inside your sister.
Okay, go.
I make your
go,
sister go. Spicy, like the time she had chlamydia.
You are manchot, okay?
No, I'm not. You are. No, you.
You are no. Me. You are.
I am rubber. You are glue. Whatever you say, it bounces off me, sticks on you.
Maybe you know how many people. You're going to fuck your mom, then he can come with you. That's why there's a problem. Maybe what kind of people this talking like this? Maybe his mom is fucked with like 7, 8, 9, 10 people. Then after you came up.
Yeah, that's how I was born. You have to keep trying.
That's why you talking like this, because of you. Why? That's why a lot of people fuck your mom. That's, you come after you came. You understand?
Can I come in you?
Bye.
Can I come in you?
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, it's Brett.
That's a new voice.
I'm using a voice changer. I'm working it for a podcast. Does it sound different?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds very different.
Okay, good, good. That's what I'm going for. Because I'm going to put out a podcast and I'm going to have fans put their phone numbers in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call and prank them. And then at the end, I'm going to take the voice changer off and be like, ha, it's me, Brent. That's what I'm going to do. It's a good joke, huh?
Who is this?
It's Brent.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I got the voice changer on. Hang on. I'm going to do another setting on the voice changer to prove it. Hey, it's me, Brent. Does this sound any different?
Brent.
See, I told you. I got the whole thing. I'm doing it for the podcast. I was just calling to test it out on you.
Okay. I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up. It's Thanksgiving. Be thankful.
Intrusion.
Somebody stole my car.
From where?
7-Eleven. They took.
What?
They go and they take my car. And not they go to get it back.
What car?
A Honda Civic. It's blue.
I ain't got no blue Honda Civic, bro.
No, they came and took. I was over 2380 John F. Kennedy Boulevard. And they take my car. They take the car and they say, 7-Eleven say you took it. Do you take it?
No, I don't have no blue Civic.
Where'd it go? Why? What happened? Where is my car?
I don't know who got your car. You need to call Jersey City Police Department.
No, you take the car. Where the fuck is my car? God damn it. God damn you. Where's the car?
Listen, buddy. I don't have your fucking car.
What you doing with my car? You fucking thief. You're a thief. You steal. You steal my car.
Yeah, your mama stole it.
No. My mother is still in Mexico, you son of a bitch.
Yep, your mama took it.
No, you took it. You take. Fucking lot thief.
No.
Asshole you. Where is the car?
I don't have your fucking car.
What do you do with it then? Why? It's blue. Honda Civic, 1999 blue.
I don't have the fucking blue car.
Where is the blue car?
You better go look for it, bro.
No, I go to bring my little turkey, or he go to peck you. I bring my
turkey. Bring what the fuck you want to bring.
Come on, turkey. We go get this guy. We get our car back. Come on. Come on, turkey. We go bite this guy. He going to peck you. He going to peck you good. Asshole.
You done?
No, he going to peck you, asshole. Asshole face fuck.
Okay. Now, your mom.
No, your sister.
Your mom's a whore.
Who the fuck are you now? You're not the same guy that was on the phone. Who are you?
Doesn't matter who the fuck it is. Your mom should have swallowed you, bitch.
You're a foul-mouthed hussy.
Oh, what?
You run your mouth like you're the man and you have a balls, but all you have is an empty. You have
like
an empty hole. You have an empty hole between your legs. You have an empty hole.
I run my mouth like I run my hand. Come catch them.
No, they're so slow. They like the disability.
Listen, you're the one with no car.
You're the
one with no car.
And you have a toilet mouth.
Outside.
You stole my car,
no car,
you toilet mouth woman.
Bye.
Bitch. Toilet mouth woman. I don't know when she got on the phone.
Oh no, dude, right. I'm so glad to hear you, man.
He's always getting done wrong, man. Like people just keep taking his cars for like simple shit. Like he's like, I'm just running to 7-Eleven to get something to eat, and they're like, no.
It's priceless.
It's the only type of car he can afford. I don't know why people are giving him such a fucking hard time.
It only has 3 wheels.
No spare tire. I cannot turn to the right because there's no front wheel. No front of driver wheel.
Exactly.